More complex structures can easily be built in real space, and these can translate to some very interesting results when calculated as USANs. From the macros menu, there are many examples, and if we choose one of the 3D examples, that is putting cylinders on a hexagonal grid with the cylinders pointing along the x-axis, we can make some large cylinders with a radius of 6,000 angstroms, 40,000 angstroms long, with a center-to-center spacing of 16,000 angstroms. If we let it fill these cylinders into the matrix, there'll be 56 cylinders and a total volume fraction of about 12%. So it's a fairly dense system. They're on a hexagonal grid and don't occupy the entire volume. If we do the isotropic scattering, that would be as if we had a crystalline sample like this and essentially a powder pattern. This is what this would turn out to be. And what the graph shows is then the upper curve is if you had pinhole scattering and the powder pattern, and these would be the regular hexagonal peaks. If you change the density of points here by changing the number of cells and the length per cell, but still keeping the dimensions of the hexagonal grid the same, you can refine these points here. But if you measure this in terms of USANs, the peak positions don't change in the powder pattern, but they are severely smeared out. And what you can see is in the detector plane, you see the familiar hexagonal pattern. If we zoom in on this, you see the first nearest neighbor hexagonal spots and then the second ones around that. You can see more of the spots on the logarithmic representation as well. But then if we do the anisotropic scattering, you will see something quite different, because instead of isotropically averaging all of the nearest neighbor distances, what you'll be getting on the two-dimensional detector plane is the same thing, but what you'll get is a first peak that is at a lower Q value than your first nearest neighbor distance in the hexagonal lattice. And what that is corresponding to the QX value of this peak. The second peak, which occurs at the same location as in the isotropic case, is the second peak out here, which is at the first nearest neighbor distance. And then there are also additional peaks here and beyond that occur at positions that don't appear to be a traditional hexagonal phase. And that's simply a function of what USAN sees. And additionally, if you were then to take this matrix and reorient it, and if we rotate, in this case, say 30 degrees around the x-axis, again, this will take a few seconds to do this, but if we rotate this and change the orientation, the isotropic case won't change, but again, we'll see a change in the spacing of the anisotropic case. So this is particularly useful in planning an experiment to be able to see which orientations, if you can actually accurately determine the orientation of your sample ahead of time, which orientations will be most advantageous to determine what the actual spacing and structure of your samples actually are. Okay, now that's with the matrix rotated 30 degrees. And you'll note that in rotating this, the corners of this can become somewhat clipped off. So if you do the anisotropic scattering calculation, you have to remember where these peaks were. You could save and export this data for an easy comparison, but you see very quickly that there was a significant change. And in fact, the nearest neighbor spacing, this is all rotated 30 degrees counterclockwise. So instead of this point, the farthest vertex of the hexagon being farthest out, it's now rotated. So this is the first peak that that USANS would see. And that's very close to, but not quite at the same Q value as the powder pattern. So in an automated way, it would be very easy to rotate, calculate, save the data, rotate, calculate, save the data. And then you would be able to map where the peak positions are as a function of rotation angle. And then in this way, if you had a pattern like a sample like this for a USANS experiment, you would be able to predict where the peaks would be and what the best experiments and best Q values to hit during a USANS experiment would actually be.